A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Lightweight. This is Ilya. We're at the top of the ninth inning currently, sitting at 3-0. Ilya is up. This is the World Series. But you know what? Joe does not have a chance, obviously, because he is far less superior than Ilya is. But in other news, I'm getting a Ferrari.
It's almost embarrassing how much better. What? No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You're such an idiot.
Yeah, I know.
You're so dumb.
Yeah.
You're so dumb. And honestly, I got 2 compliments today how much better looking I am now, and it's just a matter of time before I get better looking than you.
Better looking than, like, yourself, yeah, but not better looking than me.
Eventually, I'm going to get better looking than you.
Definitely no way.
100%. What do you think this whole challenge is turning into?
Clip this right now.
Clip it! I do the clipping around here. I'll tell myself to clip it.
I'm telling you to clip it.
I'm not listening. I'm doing it. Joe, clip it.
Yeah, but like really at the end of the day, you're going to clip it because I brought it up, right?
No. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have clipped it without me.
You're so stupid.
You know it.
You're so dumb. Are you worried that I'm going to get stronger than you? Like, honestly.
Honestly, not at all. Did you know that in the song, Where Are You Now by Justin Bieber, the part that goes, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Like where the beat drops?
Yes.
That like really cool chorus or whatever you want to call it. That's actually Justin Bieber's voice. And Skrillex tuned it so it sounds like the electronic sound that you hear on the track.
That's really cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I saw the TikTok too.
You're an idiot.
You're so you believed me that I was interested, but I'm not.
You actually saw that TikTok?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you also see the one about like the ghostwriter?
Well, I don't care about the conversation anymore because yeah.
Okay.
I'm tapped.
Guys, Ilya bought me my shoes for my birthday the other day, and they happen to be the shoes that I'm going to be wearing at my wedding. So huge shout out to Ilya. Thank you for the birthday gift. Sorry it was 4 months late, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, bro, it's whatever.
Movies that ruin things for you. In this week's segment, we're going to be talking about films that just ruin things for you. I'm going to go first. The name Ferris.
Bueller.
Exactly. I cannot look at another Ferris and not just think Bueller.
Yeah. Totally.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exhibit.
Like the rapper?
No, like when you're at an exhibit.
What about
like it? Like at the museum. Immediately rapper.
Do you understand the segment?
Yeah. It's okay. Just like words that remind each other of each other.
No. No, it's more about films.
Water. Fall.
Are you high? Are you on drugs?
Mike, like podcast Mike.
Yeah, Mike, microphones always fuck me up.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
What's the most embarrassing thing you ever did?
What? You can't just throw that question out there and expect me to know.
Well, I have my thing.
Fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. But yeah, fourth grade or like whatever, third grade, I shit my pants in front of me. I told that story already.
You're worse than mine. I used to take vocal lessons privately when when I was 17. I drove myself and I didn't tell anybody where I was.
You sound like me when I was drumming.
But I was nervous to sing in front of people. I didn't want anyone to hear it.
Can you give us a line? Can you sing right now?
No.
Come on.
I'm not warmed up.
Well, you did that music video where you proposed your love to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were really good in that.
Yeah. I warmed up though. I need like hot tea.
Oh, really?
Where are you now that I need ya?
Wow. That was amazing.
Did you get shivers?
No. No, honestly, I threw up a little bit.
Where are you now that I need ya?
Where are you now that I need ya?
No, you're very flat.
Where are you now that I need you?
We should have sang for Dylan Francis.
Yeah, we should have.
You could put us on a track. Yeah,
you can use this, Dylan.
Dylan, we're so glad you're here. We practiced.
I sent him a sample after our podcast.
Yo, just following up. Can you say welcome back in Finnish? Remember when you used to say welcome back to the people?
Yeah. Welcome back. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, next.
Okay. Shanghai residents, they were passing through the city's eastern Huang district in October. They might have stumbled upon an unusual sight, a walking building. That's right. An 85-year-old primary school was lifted off the ground and it was entirely relocated using new technology dubbed as the walking machine. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes.
Actually?
Yes.
Yeah, they have machines that literally walk buildings.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Did you see it in action?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
How wide is the building?
Massive. It's like a tower.
Yeah, I guess 85 feet is high. Yeah, really trying to make it not a big deal to piss you off. I'm like, yeah, so a walking building.
You're such an idiot. It's really impressive.
I'm like, so the building walks, okay? I'm like, so the entire middle school walked. Who cares?
So it moved towns. What's the big deal? Look at this technology. Guys, there's like a ton of like compressors, and one moves and then the other one holds still, and then it just walks over and it's still intact.
It's definitely very impressive. The only unimpressive part is that they moved it about 15 feet.
Is that all they did?
I don't know. But it looks like it. Yeah, man. Listen, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's really hard to like tell me something that like I care about. You know what I mean?
No, I know. Trust me, I know. I've been dealing with it for a year now. It's very hard.
Yeah. So like you got to get better at that. Just saying, like tell me that like aliens probe your anal cavity.
And you like, might still not even care about
that. Yeah, probably. Because, like, yeah, that's a stretch.
The best reactions I get are when we talk about you. How's Zila doing?
Dude, amazing.
There we go. No. Are you ready for our Hawaii trip?
I am very, 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 very ready. Yes, I'm very ready.
I still can't tell. Are you high? Is that why you're wearing sunglasses?
I'm so high. I'm fucking blazed out of my mind, dude. I smoked so much before this.
It's 9 p.m.
No.
Are you high?
Yes. I'm so fucked up.
Okay, can we talk about Hawaii?
Yeah, let's do it.
So you fucked up, and now we're both on opposite sides of the island.
Yeah. Well, listen, it wasn't technically my fault. Like, we did get scammed.
What happened? What does that mean?
We went on Airbnb. We booked the fucking hotel. House.
The Airbnb.
Yeah. And we can't get a hold of the guy. Like, we cannot get a hold of him. So we call the number that's on file, and it routes us to this, like, dentist office. And the dentist office is like, okay, he'll call you back. And the guy who calls back is a completely random guy that booked the same Airbnb, like, 4 months later. And he's like, yeah, I'm confused, too.
And wait, so to you and this other guy who booked out this?
Yeah, Bella's, like, on the phone with them, like, trying to figure out, like, what's happening. The other guy's confused, and I'm like, God damn it.
It's like when two Pizza Huts call each other.
Yeah, literally. It's like you have like ghost supplements on the other line.
Yes. So what do you guys have in your supplements? Creatine?
Yeah. So we got fucked, and now we have to stay on the opposite side of the island. Dude, why don't you just call and ask?
I don't think they're gonna. Did you get your money back from Airbnb?
Yeah.
100%?
99%.
So did this Airbnb that you originally booked doesn't even exist?
Someone probably laughed at that really hard.
Like, what?
When I said 99%. You know, I don't know why, but I feel like someone laughed. Like one person was probably like, wow, that was really funny.
Yeah.
No? You don't think so?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like someone either knew or like just that has like my sense of humor, like laughed at that probably really hard when I said 99% because it shows like my carelessness.
I told Natalie that I'm going to keep my ears perched and if I think anything, I'll tell her. And she just says, okay, I'll see ya.
But like, about what?
Exactly. Why would I keep my ears perched? If I think of anything, two opposite senses, it doesn't make sense.
Why did you bring that up just now?
Because of what you just said. You made a stupid joke about 99% that wasn't funny.
It wasn't a joke.
Oh, what was it?
I was saying, well, it's a fact. I was saying 99%, I'm sure, that we got our money back. But in my head, someone probably went, wow, that's really funny how he said 99% because he's like so careless. Wow, how funny. No? You don't get it.
No.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on. Let's move on.
Are you on drugs?
I am not on drugs, dude. You're
on something.
No, I'm just loving life. I'm living like Larry. I got these cool sunglasses.
Everyone said today you came in all happy and jolly and happy. You weren't jerking off in a 7-Eleven?
Okay. Maybe. No, I wasn't.
Redheaded.
I wasn't.
Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
And I wasn't. What were you talking about? The Airbnb. Yeah. Keep going. I said 99%, then I interrupted you, and I ended up saying something.
Okay, so now we're on opposite sides of the island for this whole trip.
Yeah, yeah.
We're literally an hour away.
Yep.
Not like an hour in traffic. We're a straight hour away. This is going to pose a big problem.
Is it? There's only a problem if you make it a problem.
Why don't you get a different Airbnb closer to me? I'm on the good side of the island.
Maybe. It's not a bad idea.
You do know that, though, right? All the activities are over by where I'm staying.
Okay, I'm texting Bella.
She's going to lose her marbles. She's going to...
Hey, is there any way that we can possibly look for an Airbnb on the other side of the island where Joe is? I know it's kind of a headache, but Joe is right. A lot of the stuff is over there, and yeah, I know the marathon's there, but that's really the only thing, and we just have to all get up early. I'd rather drive all there together.
You're also on the rainy side of the island.
Yeah, fuck you. Listen, where I saw John Wick 4 yesterday.
Awful.
Horrible! Dude, I have never fallen asleep during a movie, ever, ever.
That's the worst movie to fall asleep to.
At a theater.
And there are tons of guns.
Dude, I swear to God, at one point, I thought I was watching a 30-minute fight scene. Like, the same scene for 30 minutes.
Like, shit would just not change, bro. They would just be fighting and fighting and fighting. And, like, they weren't even cool fights. They were just, like, the same shit. It was so bad. It was so bad. No, but the first three had, like, interesting, intricate ways that he would kill people.
Oh.
This was, like, not really that neat of a way to kill people.
I watched the third one. I fell asleep in the theater.
Yeah, dude. No, it was so fucking bad. The only good thing that came out of that movie is a quote that one of the actors said. I forgot what it was. And you'll recognize the quote when I say it, but how you do anything is how you do everything.
Really good.
Really good quote. How you do anything is how you do everything. That was the only thing I was like, oh, that's a good quote, and then I fell asleep.
What else? You went to a derby?
Yeah.
Horse derby?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it was an experience. I didn't bet anything. A lot of pretty girls.
Are you talking to any girls?
No.
Did you talk to any there?
No.
Did you look at any there?
No.
You're so interesting tonight.
I'm gay.
I know.
Yep.
If I was gay, would I be your type?
Fuck no.
Why?
Because, bro, you're too thick boned.
What the fuck does that mean?
You know what that means.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it because I'd be the dominant one?
If I was gay, would you be the dominant one? Fuck no. I would own that shit. I'd own that little asshole. Yes, I would.
No,
yes, I would.
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't even see it coming. You wouldn't even see.
You'd see me coming.
Yeah, no, you'd see me coming on top of you.
You'd
yep,
see
everywhere.
Me. I'd have you pinned
Come
down.
Shot.
I'd have both your arms tied to the bandstand.
This is too much.
Your arms would be tied to the post.
Nope.
And then nope. I'd leave you there. I'd go out, get a pizza, and come back, and you'd still be tied up. And I'll crawl on top of you. And I'll finish to get on your face.
Okay. All right, we're done.
We don't have sponsors anymore. I don't give a fuck. I'm dirty, man. I'm back.
Fuck. That is true. Fuck everything.
We need to go back to being our raw, authentic selves.
Yeah, that's right. That's how we got the sponsors in the first place.
Isn't that great? Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
the sponsors come when you're true and authentic, and then you have to tone it down, and then the sponsors go away.
Yep.
Now we have to turn it back up.
Yep. 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 That's how it works. That's how it works. So anyways, I massaged my cock with oil today. Don't put that in.
What?
Don't put that in.
Actually?
No, I'm kidding. Dude, can you imagine I'm at a board meeting? So we pulled this clip, and yeah, you said that you like cactus in your ass. And we don't really know if that's really appropriate for the brand.
We want to go public, but it just seems a little erratic. My fiance Caitlin and I got into we talked about something that was a little more serious, and it's mind blowing that this is even an issue for me, but I get genuinely jealous when Mark Wahlberg's around.
Shut the fuck up!
And it's so crazy that sentence even makes sense, because why the fuck is Mark Wahlberg relevant in my life?
Yeah.
Like, how is it that I got to the point in my life where, like, I'm threatened by Mark Wahlberg? Like, genuinely.
Wow.
I've seen him 3 times.
Yeah, that's wicked.
3 times.
So, but what happened the last time where now you're like, okay.
He just remembers us. Like, he remembers us.
Well, he remembers us, you probably because of Kate. Right?
Exactly. That's why. He wouldn't remember me because of me.
Right.
I'm sure he just, Caitlin's beautiful. He remembers us because of her. And I've admitted that to myself.
And wait, I'm so interested in what the conversation was. Like, give me the synopsis of the conversation. Like, Kate, you would never go for Mark, right?
You don't have a hall pass. It's just something like, it's the only person that, like, genuinely gets to me that I'm like, I have to worry when we're around him.
That's so interesting.
Like, why? Why do I have to worry superstar Mark Wahlberg?
Well, because he's Mark Wahlberg.
But why is he in my life that much that I'm actually worried?
Well, that's your own fault. I mean, you
well,
put
no,
that...
one time someone brought me to him.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, give me the synopsis, because I want to know. Like, what did you have a conversation about?
We were talking about things that make us jealous, and the only thing that she really has on me that really gets to me is when Mark Wahlberg is around. And you know what? I'm sure we're going to be seeing him again soon.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way it is.
He's coming over. Yeah, I'm going to be sure to invite you and Kate.
I want to see that go down.
It's just the four of us in a room.
You and Mark fight. Dude, that would be the funniest fucking shit ever. If you swung at Mark and you missed,
he would destroy me.
You missed though. The security just grabs you by your neck. Dude, I would dead ass pay like 15 grand to have that clip right now.
They escort me out. It's just three of you in the room now. I'm even more pissed.
Dude.
Don't leave the room, Ilya.
I can't. That's what, dude, jealousy is such a fuck thing.
It's so stupid.
It's so fuck. I get jealous too. Like, not as bad as I used to. But
what do you get jealous about? Oh, you are high. You are high.
Am I?
Are you high?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Take your sunglasses off.
No. My eyes are green.
What the fuck did you smoke?
Pineapple Express.
Do you ever get jealous of like businesses? I'll tell you another thing. I'll be really transparent about something else.
Please.
Being your friend at times makes me depressed.
Oh shit. Oh fuck.
I see how much you're doing.
Yeah.
And I leave and I'm like, fuck, I need to do more stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good because it pushes me. And in the past month, I've really been pushing myself in a different way other than you. And I have to say that I feel more fulfilled. And like every day I go to sleep hitting the pillow knowing that I did 110%.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that in a while.
I love that.
So I appreciate that.
That's like demon mode. That's like, yeah.
I'm in dog mode right now.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
I love that. That's the best. That's like the gritty like grind that like you really just like when you do it, you're like, you're just so satisfied.
I go out 3 times a day and I jog. And like I didn't have to go do it right before this, but I did it again. Ken's like, you're going again? Yeah.
That's real fucking talk.
I leave your house and I see how much you're doing with Zila. And I want my own Zila, but I don't want my own Zila. I want to be part of Zila more.
Yeah. No, but we talked about you being, I mean, like, this is like kind of going in depth, but we talked about you being part of it. And like, I think what we talked about could potentially be really big. Because you are a really intelligent dude, and I like you a lot, obviously. Otherwise, I would not be coming here. We've discussed this. I really do it for you. Like, I know we have 40,000 listeners or whatever on the other side, like 40,000 different souls now, like, going, what the fuck? But, like, realistically, my time is so much better spent not doing this.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
And, like, I love everybody on the other side because, like, those people that listen on the other side are also, like, Zila fans and Dobrik's fans and whatever. So, like, it's all one harmonic thing. But my time is definitely better spent, like, trying to help other people in other ways. Not
I get
necessarily
it.
Talking about how huge my cock is on lightweights. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like, right.
But, yeah, anyways, I... I do want to work with you more, and like I think that we may have found a way to do that. You know,
when are we going to test it? This tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to talk to Sean on Wednesday. We have a weekly meeting on Wednesday, and
okay,
yeah, I'll let you know.
Do you think he'll go for it?
I think he. I mean, just look. It all depends on like if it makes sense, right? Like if it makes sense, which I think it does. I think it's a no brainer.
I think so too.
And like I trust you. You know, like I don't trust many people, but I trust you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the trainer call you back?
Yeah.
Do I have him tomorrow?
Yeah, 8:30.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What's your next tattoo you're going to get?
I don't know.
Is that new on your arm?
Yeah, this is fake, but it hasn't come off for some reason.
Oh. Yeah, I know your body so well. That one just threw me for a loop.
That is crazy that you recognize that it's new.
I looked at myself in the mirror today. I want to get my other side tattooed now because I think I'm at that point where I'm almost like Harry Styles.
Yeah, you should get a face tat.
I already have on my lip.
No, but like under your eye.
No, thanks.
It just says fuck.
Fuck everything. All right, guys, this is Joe. He's helping out Zila.
Fuck everything.
He's really committed. What's up, guys?
Fuck everybody. And then on the other eye and everything.
I think he's going to put in some good work at the company. So get to know him. He's going to be here for a while.
Everything sucks. Sucks. I want to die.
He's got a great mind, and I think he's going to take the company in the right direction. Do you listen to podcasts?
You turn around. It's just the middle finger on your forehead or on the back of your head. Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll be right back. Are you watching any shows?
No.
Beef is really good on Netflix.
Dude, I've been off shows now for a bit. I don't want to start again.
I thought you were watching Peaky Blinders.
I finished that.
Oh, and that was your last. Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code LIGHTWEIGHT. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and can take you to the mood that you're looking for. Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help get you in the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And it ships discreetly to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations. Not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code LIGHTWEIGHT. So head to Mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code LIGHTWEIGHT when you check out to save 20% off on your first order.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS Certified Organic Green Mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Joe?
Yeah.
I was surprised you went to go see John Wick.
Well, I had a good experience with the third one.
Oh. You should go see Air. It's really good.
I heard it was good.
Really good.
I heard it was good.
Yeah. Directed by Ben Affleck.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, nice.
And you want to know a little fun fact? They released it April 5th, 2023. Do you know why?
No.
This is a movie about Michael Jordan's shoes.
And they released Michael Jordan's shoes on April 5th?
Nope. But the numbers that he played for in the NBA, number 45, April 5th, and 2023. So they released it on a Wednesday. Normally it would be on a Friday. Fun fact. Wow.
What an incredible story, huh?
I could tell it again.
No. I'm not making fun of you.
Oh. Oh, it is fun, right?
No, like a story like of Michael Jordan, I mean.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you that much?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. No. That movie's about his shoe deal, and he was the first athlete to get a cut of the sales.
Yeah.
Everyone else at Adidas and Converse, they were number one and number two, and Nike was number three, but like low. It wasn't even close. And Michael Jordan signed with Nike because he got a percentage of the sales, and he ended up getting Rookie of the Year, All-Star, everything.
That's incredible.
Blowing it up.
Incredible.
Massive. I think he makes $400 million a year just off the shoes now.
It's wild how long it's lasted, huh? Like, how they haven't gone out of style. Mm-hmm. And those shoes, like, relatively speaking, those shoes are like the same look. Like, they're not really that different from when they launched.
No, they look the exact same. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy that they haven't gone out of style.
What was that, early 90s?
Yeah, I think so.
Wild.
Yeah, my friend's dad has a pair from when he was not a kid, but like...
The first Jordans?
Yeah.
That's sick. And then Nike ended up getting so powerful, they bought Converse.
Yeah.
You knew that?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know. Nike owns Converse.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. It is. It is incredible the type of stuff that you can do when you're passionate, huh? It's going to be dope.
An Indonesian man had to undergo emergency surgery after breaking his penis performing the world's most dangerous sex position.
Which is?
The king of sex, Mr. Ilya himself, is here.
Yep, that's me. I know the most dangerous position.
Do you ever see...
It's the upside down twister.
You're thinking of the tornado backsie.
Mm, yeah, you're right.
When the guy's laying there on his back and then the other guy drills him and does a spin.
Yeah.
That's the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, my bad. No. What's the one that he did, though?
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, the... Oh!
Where the woman is on top facing away from her partner. Makes sense, because the vagina...
I mean, snaps his dick?
Yeah. Okay. It's 50% fractures.
I mean, I've come close. I've definitely come close.
To doing, to breaking your wiener?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know anyone who broke their wiener?
Yeah, dude. So many people.
Did you?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, I have multiple people in my phone book that have hit me up saying, dude, you can't believe, you're not going to believe what happened.
I mean, you would be the guy to tell. Like, if I broke my wiener, you'd probably be the first one I tell.
Totally. I don't even know how that's possible because it's just blood.
I think it... What's so great about you is that anything that I tell, I know dies with you immediately. Like, it doesn't go anywhere else because you don't really care about anything.
I am definitely trustworthy with that type of stuff. Like, I will not share a secret, not because, like, I am so, like...
Trustworthy?
Yeah.
That's not why.
But I am trustworthy.
Right.
But that's not why.
That's not why.
The reason is because I just truly don't care after, like, 3 minutes.
You don't care to tell anybody anything, to recite it? Yeah.
Right, because then it starts a whole conversation, which I don't want
to
have.
That's what we were talking about. Caitlin and I were talking about you the other day, that it's so great to tell you things because we know it's not going anywhere else.
Right. Yeah.
It's great you don't care about stuff.
Yeah.
It's great you don't care about anything.
That's not true.
Okay. Guys, thanks so much for listening to Lightweights Podcast. Go buy our hats. Oh, we sold 2 more hats this week.
I know. It's because I went on that rant.
Oh, go do it again.
No,
it again.
No more rants.
I want them out of my house.
Please. Guys, please, for fuck's sake. No, I don't want to be selling stuff anymore. Just there's like, I don't know, 10 more hats left. Go buy them. It's $30. They're nice hats. It's not a big deal. It's $30. You fucking spend $30 at fucking McDonald's for 2 people. Buy a hat. Figure it out. It's 40,000 people at this fucking thing. I need 10 hats bought. It's really not that hard. Thanks. Lightweights.
Out. Good times.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.